Spike, I'm trying to arrange a sit down with the crash test dummies. I know,
Spike. Them things that they rent to the car, right?
Yes, I would like to talk to them about the hazards of their job. Yes, indeed, Spike. That's exactly what I am talking about. Spike on the mic, how you sticking?
Mo, I'm stuck with this dilemma here, and this is something you may have a great insight on.
I can't imagine something that I don't, Spike. I mean, you know, we gonna play that game? We gonna do that dance? Okay. Come on, man.
Far be it for me to forget who I was talking with.
Exactly.
So let's say if you're editing photos, right, and some of the people in the picture have some less than perfect teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Do you correct them in the editing?
I wouldn't.
So you would give it to the client with the jacked up teeth.
Is the client have the jacked up teeth?
Yes.
Well, he's aware that he's got jacked up teeth. Yeah. I mean, you correct the teeth. Now he may be thinking, oh, what'd he say? My teeth jacked up? I mean, why don't you just ask me if you apply a thinning filter on fat people in the photo?
Come on, man.
You can't insult people like that.
I guess the thing, like Michael Strahan, he is known for his gap.
Right.
Okay, you wouldn't fix that.
Hell no. That's not your call. If they hire you to take pictures of an event that they're a part of, yes. They're hiring you. They're not hiring you to make a movie out of. They're hiring you to take a picture of them.
But they want a good representation of them, don't they?
They want a true representation is a true representation.
I don't know.
They
don't want. I'm stuck here trying to look at this picture. And let's say the teeth are golden yellow. Or the eyes are red.
Well, certainly you can clean up eyes because an eye being red may just
not that white dot. About the white parts are
right,
red.
Right, right. Well, I
not
mean,
the flash red.
Right, just the white. Not the pupil, but
the white part
is red from them. That could be from them being tired or whatever.
I don't care.
But what I'm saying is that's a temporary thing. In other words, their eyes can be white most of the day or most of whatever.
Right.
But if you got snaggle teeth, your teeth are always snaggly. It ain't like you wake up one morning and they all straight and then you take a bite of steak and they get snaggly.
Can I whiten them up a little bit?
Sure, I don't think there's a problem with whitening up teeth or, you know, removing a little red from the eyes. But if someone is missing a tooth and you replace
yes,
the tooth.
Let's say they're missing a molar.
It's
evident in the smile.
No, I wouldn't touch that. You do what you want to do, but I would think that if I would think
this is your prom
if
pictures.
If they wanted that to happen, they would have said to you, hey, is there any way you could do this? Or, you know, I know a lot of people, including myself, know which angles they look best from. I've said to you when you've shot pictures,
oh, God,
stuff,
yes.
I've said,
suck
don't,
your stomach
I've said, take one. Well, I used to have to do that. Now I'm taught.
Who taught you that?
That's not the word I was using. I would say, hey, go from this angle. Hey, shoot above here. So if I wanted something done, I would say something. If I don't say nothing, just shoot what you shoot. But again, you do what you want to do.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to fix because
he's missing a tooth and you're going to replace it with
right
a tooth.
Here.
That's going to look stupid, dude. But he's going to, everybody he shows that picture, they're going to go, oh, you got a new tooth. Then he's going to have to smile. Dude, you are setting that dude up for a world of embarrassment.
Nah.
A world of embarrassment.
I beg to differ. Let's say if it's their wedding photos.
He knows how he looks, Spike.
He's not confused on how he looks, but I think that person would like to look better in a photo.
People want to look good in a photo, but they want to look good with what they have.
They want to look good, period.
Okay, well, here's the easy solution.
You use somebody else?
No, ask them. Say, hey,
you
missing a tooth. Oh.
Come on, dog. Look at me.
Hey, you want me to fix that snaggle? I got a snaggle filter. Put a tooth right where that giant ass gap is. You want me to do that for you?
That's
Spike.
So
you've just answered your own question. Though I just led you to the insight.
Hmm?
If you think it's embarrassing
to ask
to point it out by asking, it's going to be more embarrassing to point it out by inserting a fake tooth into a photo when he knows he did that fake tooth wasn't there when he smiled for the picture.
Either way,
you're pointing it out.
And then they may say, wow, Spike, you did good cleaning me up. Because don't they people do skin smoothers? They put filters on people, right?
Spike.
Why do they do that? Why did, Spike, especially if it's a woman.
There's a difference between smoothing something out and putting an appendage on there. What if he was an amputee and he didn't look good with that? What if he was born with a nub? You go Photoshop another arm on there? Get the hell out of here, dude. I mean, that according to what you're saying, your philosophy, that's what you would do. You go, dude, it just look off balance with one long arm and one stub.
That's to the extreme, but if it's the same principle.
There's a difference between a bad smile and he's missing a tooth. I mean, clearly he knows he's missing a tooth, and if he wanted to do something, he could get. I have a bridge. I lost a tooth. I chipped a tooth, and it got infected, and the doctor had to pull it out, and I put a bridge in there. There's nothing wrong with that. It's easy to do.
That's right. But if you was in a photograph, you probably would say, hey man, can you fix this.
If I didn't have the bridge, I would make sure that I was smiling from the other side.
Right, but if that gap got out,
I wouldn't tell you to put.
You wouldn't buy that picture, would you?
I don't know if I would use that one necessarily.
Why not? It's you.
It is me. But if there are better, I would just choose the better. But if in every smile you got me from one direction, and every smile, you know, you can see it. I mean, I'd have to buy something.
I'm fixed my face.
All right. I would give him one as it normally is and say, hey, here's an alternative. I wouldn't just turn in one with a new tooth.
Okay,
in there.
All right. See if your answer is the same. What if it's a woman?
Same thing. Don't be putting teeth in people's mouths. That ain't what they're paying you for. They're paying you to take pictures of who they are. You jamming teeth in their mouth. I don't think it's good practice, but again, you do you. You do exactly what you want to do. Because I mean, again, I think I might even ask, but
No, definitely can't ask. Because that's really bringing it to light.
Okay, but you can ask it in this manner or fashion. You can say, "Hey, do you want me to do any touch-ups on anybody?"
Who's gonna say no to that?
And by touch-ups, I mean you want me to put a tooth
on that
big ass hole of yours. So, what did you do? Shoot something this weekend?
Yeah, and I was looking at the photos, and I was like, ugh. And there was this one couple angles where you could see the gap. And I was like, and I fixed it. I said, and it looks natural.
But, I mean, again, you know, you didn't have other pictures from other angles where the gap was not noticeable?
Yes.
I might have just gone with those, but, you know, or send them a picture with the tooth, say, hey, here's something I can do if you want me to, or do you want me to leave the pictures as they are? I think if you just do it without giving them a heads up, that's kind of insulting. That's kind of you saying you don't look right with that tooth missing.
No, that's not how I think photographers do. Photographers try to present their best work to the client.
Their best true work. Not
No. It's not true because they do color grading and they change. You know, they even change. I was going to say they slim them down a little bit.
Okay. Again, I'll point out there is a difference between enhancement and putting a body part somewhere that where there was no. There's the difference.
You can make it sound tough, but
I'm not making it sound tough. It's just a difference. It's just a difference. A filter is a filter. You're doing dentistry. you ain't go to dental school. I mean, come on.
Okay, so anybody
want to weigh in on this? Because clearly Spike is not listening to me. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. He's not.
Can you clean those up?
That's different. That's enhancement.
Because the guy was doing this shot here. And
right.
The hands look, ooh. They look, ooh.
That's enhancement. Now,
if
I've got long nails and you chop them down, or if I got, you know, you know, you put nail polish on or something like that, I'd be like, nah, I'm good. You like, my dreads are natty. I got natty dreads. I don't want nobody going in cleaning up my dreads. I want my dreads to look natty. I'm fine with it.
No, if you were sending this photo, if you took a picture of you, someone took a picture of you, and they could clean up your dreads without you having to go 3 hours in the hair salon, you would accept that?
No, I wouldn't. Okay. If somebody, right. my hair is growing out gray, but I have a lot of long black length because of the length of my dreads. Somebody could easily go, hey, do you want me to blacken the gray at the top? I'm going to go, no, this is how I look. I want it to be a true representation of myself. Hey, you're on the Cat Named Mo Show. What's up? Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
We're doing all right, sir.
Good. I had an option, maybe. Why not offer them each option, one with the tooth and one without the tooth?
I said that to
because
him.
Because you're calling attention to it.
You're going to be calling attention to it by putting the tooth where...
They're going to notice when they got a new tooth in
their mouth. But what if it looks natural?
Dude, people aren't that oblivious. He knows he doesn't have a tooth there. Thank you, sir.
He might be proud of it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, he might have got it punched out in a big fight where he whipped some ass and that's all he lost. Might be his origin story. Hey, man, how'd you lose that tooth? Sit down. Let me tell you a tale.
It's not like with a guy named Crahan, which is a signature tooth missing.
Crahan doesn't have a tooth missing.
Well, a signature gap, whatever it is. But this is just a regular old guy. And he said, hey, can you snap some pictures for me real quick? And then when I got home and looked at him, I said, ooh.
Yeah. He
knows he has it, but
right.
I think he'd be more satisfied.
Why don't you just take 15 years off of him? Give him some more hair. put him in a tux. If you're trying to make him look better, Mike, why stop at a tooth? Go ahead and go all in. Give him a picture that looks absolutely nothing like does or where he was. As a matter of fact, why don't you Photoshop him in a better venue than where you took that picture?
Why just go to see him get out of the wild
picture. Photoshop him in the Taj Mahal. Make it in front of a Ferrari. Make it look like he got some money.
Thank you.
Hey, go ahead.
Hey, thanks, guys, for taking my call. I just want to say, like, he mentioned a client.
Yes.
So having a client, you would need that client's permission to do what you're trying to do if you're doing work for the client. So you want to be totally transparent in letting them know whatever you're trying to do. So a client needs to have total interaction with what you're producing or what you're giving to them.
Right.
And then they can agree upon it or not. But you have to be totally transparent.
So what would you do, Captain Client?
I would take the photos. They know, the client already knows their, you know, how they look and what their issues are. So I would take, like, if I had a family photo, right? If I was a 14th father, and I had a family photo, I already know I only got 14, but I'm still willing to go through a family photo. You know what I'm saying? So my family knows I only got 14, so everybody else I know knows I only got 14.
And if I add the other 28 in there and make you look good in the family photo, you wouldn't accept that?
Man, it looks like I got chiclets in my mouth.
Exactly.
It looks natural.
No, it doesn't look natural because you're photoshopping somebody else's mouth into mine, and that's not going to work.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right. Hey, by the way, while he was talking, I was pulling up Fox News because I was to grab some news story. I'm watching Fox News at noon, and they've got a camera on this beached whale. And they've got a big giant construction truck, and they got the chain around the whale, and the whale is now dead. And it's kind of like, okay, you show a little bit of that, but then the construction vehicle starts backing up and dragging this dead whale through the sand, and they keep the cameras fixed on. Do better, Fox 13. I didn't need 5 minutes of that up until the point that a piece of the tail breaks off. It's like, come on, man.
Did you watch?
Out of the corner of my eye, I was watching to see, okay, you're going to cut away from this. It's just morbid. It's just completely morbid. And at noon? Nobody wants to see. Show a little respect for a majestic creature. You're going to show a dead whale being dragged through the sand by a construction vehicle. That was in very poor taste, Fox 13.
Hey,
and I watch you, and I love you, and I love a lot of you, the cats on that on the airwaves. But that whoever was the producer of that segment made a god-awful decision to keep the cameras on that whale being pulled by a construction vehicle for the better part of 2 minutes. It was dumb.
So dumb.
I'm not soft. I would call it empathetic. I was empathetic for the whale, Spike.
It was dead.
I know, but it. Yeah,
and it's a whale. It's not even a human being.
Show it a little bit of respect.
Why?
Tell you what. Because they should.
So
I tell you,
you know
what they cut away from? I see a lot of spring break spots, and when a girl turn around with a fine ass, they can't cut away from that shot quick enough. And I'm like, right. I'm like, dude, they show some people walking down, and then invariably a girl in a nice little bikini and a real nice ass walks past the camera, and then they cut back to the reporter. Show the whale the same respect you show that fine ass on one of our beaches. Come on, man. Hey, turn your radio down. Turn your radio down. Go ahead.
Okay, how's that?
That's much better.
All right. So you were talking about the whale. What movie was it where they put put dynamite or something in the whale and then they blew it up because it beats itself?
I don't think that was a movie. I think that was a real life incident.
Oh, was that a real life incident?
Yes.
They showed that video.
Yeah, what's that?
Yes.
They showed that video.
Who doesn't want to see a whale being blown up?
got whale guts on everybody.
That's interesting. But nobody wants to see a dead body being drugged through the sand for five minutes. Explosion's good. Dragging bad. You got it? Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. And again, stop cutting away from asses. Oh, if you want to do a story on spring break, the story of spring break is the influx of fine imported ass. That's the main story. Nobody cares about all the other filigree. We just want to see hot ass on the beaches.
Damn,
act like you know something.
Hey, Bob. Clean up the whale. Clean up the beach, dude.
Dude, speaking of, this is so funny. I came in from doing this show one night, and hold on, I'm on the air, guys. I'm on the air. I came in and I am, and Survivor was on. I don't watch Survivor. By the way, do you know what Survivor is, right? Do you know that Mother Trucker is in its 46th season? Survivor has been on TV. It's Survivor 46, Mike. Even if I couldn't count, I could read 4 and 6 and put that together. Damn. 40, exactly.
The same guy?
Yes, Jeff Probst or something like that. They're Jack Probst, one of the names. 46 years,
how long was the guy doing Jeopardy?
Long time. I don't know if it's 46 years. How many islands are there? I don't think there are 46 islands for you to put survivors on in the world. But anyway, I don't watch. I think when it first came out, I watched 3-4 seasons of it. And then I was like, okay, I'm good. And
you got more than me.
So, but it was on and I was cooking. I was reheating something to eat really quickly. And there's this girl. She's a cast member. I think her name is Venus something. Somebody called the station, if you know who I'm talking about. And they had her in a bikini. At first, they had her just on the face, and she's pretty in the face or whatever. But then they had her walking through the woods in a bikini. I was like, damn!
Cut away! Right?
That's what Fox News would have done.
Hell yeah. Cut away.
Stop cutting away from fine ass on the beach when you're doing a spring break story. And that goes all in me, news media outlets. And I'm like, and it was so fast, Mike, that I, so I'm watching it, and I'm like backing it up. And then Melanie comes downstairs to change the bottle out. And she's like, why are you watching Survivor? Because I don't watch it. She's like walking past.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, it was on when I got here. So,
wow.
And then when she went back upstairs, I rewound it and took a shot of Venus' ass. Hey, what's up? You're on the Cat Dave Mo Show.
Hey, Mo.
Hey.
Hey, Spike, sorry.
That's all right.
Anyway, I just wanted to know what happened. So they dragged the whale, and then what did he do with the body?
Well, I don't know. They finally cut away when a piece of the tail broke off. And then somebody finally had the common sense to say, hey, maybe this is kind of something that we don't need to, you know, linger on. So I have no idea.
Yeah, but like, in general, what exactly would you do now with the body? Like, where is it going to decompose?
Well, hold on.
It's food out of
it. I don't know, but that's a whole nother subject matter. stick with my. Let me choose the topics. Spring break ass. Show it. Hey, what's up? You're on the Cat Name O Show.
Hey, it's Mindy. I think I know why Spike is accustomed to fixing I don't want to say jacked up faces. I just got back from my inaugural visit to Lake City. First time ever.
Talk to me, Mindy. What did you see?
Go ball. Came down. So I'm from St. Petersburg. I moved to an organic farm in Alachua, Florida. Still listen on the app. And I had to go to Lake City today, inaugural visit. You know, just turned down Highway 90, past the Driftwood Inn, across from the Walmart.
Yes.
Getting on Highway 75.
I'll let you, girl.
It ain't too bad. There's a lot up there. You know, it's kind of hilly and a lot of oak trees and azaleas were blooming.
Shoot. Once
and then I got...
Once that Walmart opened up, we turned to a metropolis.
Like, and then there's a Red Lobster. There's a Belk. I was like, what is going on in Lake City? I was thinking it was just like a little town, but there's a whole lot going on. And I did...
Hold on, Mindy. You said a whole lot going on. You named a Bell's and a Red Lobster. That hardly quantifies as a whole lot going on.
Don't forget Driftwood Inn.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Driftwood Inn. That's as podunk as podunk get.
Mindy, I love you, girl.
I love you. Oh, and you know what? I wanted to have my Spike on the Mic shirt, which I got that you threw directly to me at the 10th anniversary. But, I didn't know I was going there today, or I'd have had it on.
Oh, man. You should have.
Man, I forgot you was throwing out that trash product.
Thank you, Mindy.
Thanks, Mindy.
All right. Bye, I love you.
Back at you, girl.
All right, what do we learn from this segment?
She visited Lake City and see it as a growing metropolis.
No, that we want to see.
And fix the teeth.
That we want to see spring break ass.
It's a cat named Mo on 102.5 The Bone. Stream.